Bodybuilder art and craft, or shoes for cutting shapes and shuffle dancing. To protect your feet and knees and not damage anything at the gym, you have to increase friction between your shoe and the rubber mat floor. And you do that by sticking a piece of high-density plastic on the bottom of your shoe so that it slides across the floor. I cut out a vegetable cutting mat made out of high-density polyethylene, and I tried to glue it with carpet tape, and try is the best you can really do. For what is very much a high-friction, pretty much non-stick surface, it actually glides on rubber. I have been experimenting with various materials all winter, but it all fell apart when it started raining. The water-resistant cheap carpet tape I have been using is actually not water-resistant, and moisture will unstick it. 2 days ago, when it was raining where I live, I didn't even try gluing anything until I got to the gym. I've been testing new shoes with a pronounced tread. I used to use bold shoes that I already tore up. To increase glue surface, I wedged shoe insert shaped carpet tile between the plastic and the shoe. I was thinking that the soft carpet would work itself into the tread of the shoe and its hardened backing would stick nicely to my HDPE piece of plastic. Well, that only works if you use a carpet tape with a mesh and wrap the mesh around the carpet tile cutout. The whole thing, because you are going to stick things on the bottom and on top. If you just put a strip of double-sided mesh tape on top of the fuzzy carpet, it will not have time to work itself into the tread before the carpet cutout falls off, and you comically stick to the gym mat, and then, defeated, walk back to your gym arts and crafts station, making loud sticking noises. Mesh tape is a great idea. Imagine a bandage soaked with glue that never really dries. Powerful. This will also abso-freaking-lutely stick to our basically non-stick HDPE surface, especially if you use the shiny side. I suspect you will actually be creating a vacuum. Very nice stick. It is the oiliness of the glue that ultimately reattaches itself to the non-stick surface. I think of it as a meta-glue. But as noted, the product I purchased is defeated by moisture. It actually kind of makes sense in general that any kind of glue will simply not stick to now wet non-stick surface. So, I think glues do exist that could work in this case, though. Oh, yeah, and if you do use a carpet tile cutout in wet weather, nothing will work after the carpet tile cutout soaks in all the moisture. Your tape will not stick to anything then, and then your shoe will be wet and the HDPE will be wet from the wetness of the cutout. It's a disaster. Drying your assembly does help after a couple of days. A little bit. On top of these rather weak findings, pun intended, I ended up with a bad batch of HDPE. It appears to be softer acrylic glass-like material. Softer or lower density plastic does not significantly decrease the friction coefficient. It will protect the rubber flooring. It will protect your feet from feeling like pins are pushed into them. But it will hurt your ankles. Do not attempt to do much of a workout in a gym with rubber mats without HDP material on the bottom of your shoe. For those of you who are concerned about slipping, that is not an issue because you do expose the sole around the edge of your shoe, so you may slip a little bit on carpets made out of high-density plastic bristles, but once your shoe angles, you regain traction as the edge of your shoe now makes contact with whatever you're standing on. Ceramic tile is less slippery than high-density carpets, but the same rule applies. Artificial intelligence assures me that there are two more plastics you can try that are actually slippier. But at that point, it may just be a better workout to get the workout robe from the back room, give everyone your shoe kit, and then pull them like on a sled ride. Your mileage may vary. Pun intended, again. In closing, the instructions of the best case scenario. Find a safe way to remove the shoe tread. Do not cut yourself. Cutting hard rubber wrong will result in emergency room visit, so forget about using a sharp knife. Unfortunately, and let's be realistic here, you will need two pairs of shoes. The HDPE shoes for rubber mats and another pair for normal surface and wet weather. Do experiment with double-sided sticky tapes. I found a no-mesh variant yesterday that is basically a hardened glue slab, and it held really well during the workout today. In this particular double-sided tape, the patch of glue is dense enough not to need a mesh. It holds together. Please test your HDPE and expect it to actually be slippery. I've been buying the same dollar store product, but they actually changed the type of plastic that they used in their vegetable cutting boards. And finally, just as inconveniently as having two pairs of shoes now, you need to drag a repair kit with you, or keep one in your car. Scissors, cutouts of HDPE, full sole, like a shoe insert, and the round patches that are far less slippery for when you need them. You need double-sided tapes, gloves, and wipes. You may be repairing wet shoes, so get some gloves. The recipe for making your shoe is rather short. Bald shoe is a must. Lay gnarly double-sided tape over the HDPE cutout, then align it with the bottom of your shoe and stick it. You're going to have to hop around in your new shoes now to make things work themselves into whatever is there. Well, it's not perfect, but it will save your feet. Rubber shoes on a rubber floor will hurt you. Don't attempt. For those of you who are still confused about what the hell is this all about, but enjoyed the passion of my reading, there is a new trick in bodybuilding. It's pretty big. You dance with dumbbells, thus converting the 4-6 muscle exercise into an actual full body rejuvenating workout that builds muscle. Think of it as eventually heavier dumbbell aerobics. As your body adapts to current load, you increase the weight by just about 2.5 pounds per hand. Dance while lifting light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you will be forced to stop. If your body forces you to stop, it means you either lack endurance or you've just ruined your exercise. Find slower songs like 90s country. Hit every beat. One beat up, next beat down. You will enter a dance trance similar to when you drive back home. Borrow the endurance techniques of joggers. Aim to eliminate all rest first. Up until then, think of your effort as training for a workout, not a real workout yet. This is a safe, low-impact, extremely rapid bodybuilding technique. It will restore your body, make you strong and beautiful, and above all else, it will keep you forever young.